This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been talking for weeks now, months, I think, actually, about how all the agita in regional banking and the year plus of interest rate increases by the Federal Reserve have led to tighter credit. Loans are harder to get. Money's more expensive. Things are just tighter. And while banks are pulling back a bit, there is opportunity here, too, specifically what are called shadow banks to step in and fill the business loan void. Lauren Hirsch wrote about it for the New York Times the other day. Lauren, it's good to have you on again.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we got to define some terms here. Shadow banks, please.
Shadow banks is actually a bit of a controversial term. Because I got some feedback on my original article. The IMF defines it as basically any financial institution that doesn't take deposits but loans. So that can be money market funds, that can be hedge funds, that can be private equity firms. And the big kind of distinguishing factor between your Apollos of the world and your JP Morgan is Apollo doesn't take deposits. So it doesn't have kind of everyday customers giving you your cash and leaving it there.
Does it tell you anything that the shadow banks don't like to be called shadow banks?
It tells you a lot. They hate it. They view it as a PR problem. But many people just view it as kind of, you know, a definition of what they are, you know, for better or for worse.
Fair enough. But anyway, the reason we got you on the phone is because these shadow banks, to be clear, are playing an ever-increasing role in lending in this economy. And I want you to tell me how that's come to pass.
So it's really been almost a decade-long trend. You know, after the financial crisis, the government put in a lot of regulations on the biggest banks. That was all a part of Dodd-Frank. I think many people would argue at this point, most of those regulations were a good idea. But what happens is when there's more regulations, the cost of capital goes up and it becomes more complicated to extend loans. And so money in a lot of the lending business ended up leaving the regulated banks and it ended up going to the Apollos, Blackstones of the world because they could effectively move much faster and extending loans and, you know, occasionally even do loans that your traditional very large regulated bank might not be able to do.
Talk to me then about the risk involved here, because banks are regulated for a reason. And if shadow banks aren't regulated, but are increasing their share of the loan business in this economy, where are we?
Well, that's the $1 million, potentially $1 billion question. Right. The biggest concern, if you chat with industry advocates or academics, is you have a huge portion of the economy moving over to these unregulated institutions. And not only are they not kind of privy to the same requirements as your large banks, but you just, by definition, have less information about them. And so it's almost impossible for us to have full clarity and insight as to, you know, whether or not there are mistakes that have been made. Now, if you talk to the industry, they say a couple of things. First, because they aren't a bank without deposits, if they do make a mistake, the only one that is harmed in their views is their own investors. So that's our defense. I think who wins out in the risk analysis is still yet to be seen.
It's incumbent on me to point out here that, as you mentioned, the rise in this kind of lending has taken place over the last decade or so. The last decade or so was a time of extraordinarily low interest rates with, until relatively recently, not a great likelihood of recession. And it's just different now.
It's just different now. And so we are in this rate experiment. We have this industry that has built up over the past 10 years. It's poised to become even bigger, frankly, as, you know, the regional banks fall, the larger banks are kind of constrained. And it's just a totally untested model. The one thing that everyone's been saying over the past 6 months to me is it's really easy to make money when everyone is making money. You know, when interest rates are, when interest rates are low. And this is an entirely different environment. I covered the bankruptcy of Vice this morning. There were a couple other bankruptcies that happened, and there's more to come. You know, we're seeing defaults. And so the big question will be, are these systems and these loans that they've put out, you know, can they effectively withstand it?
Well, yeah. And to that end, and real quick on the way out here, the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, has said she wants to bring shadow banks under a more regulatory strict sort of paradigm. Do you anticipate that actually happening?
She has said that. You will hear noise every now and then. I will tell you, when I talk to people kind of behind the scenes, I do get the sense it's maybe fourth or fifth on their priority list. It's not one or two. You know, they've been effectively been putting out a fire with the regional bank crisis. You know, there's obviously the debt ceiling drama going on right now. And so it does seem like something that tends to go to the bottom of list priorities until or unless there's a real problem to address.
Right. Lauren Hirsch at the New York Times. Thanks, Lauren. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.